Did you know that the U.S. Air Force had a plan back in 1996 to control the weather? I'm talking about the 1996 Air Force report titled Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. We're just months away from 2025, and with all the crazy weather we're seeing, Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene, you've got to ask, is this the end game they were planning? According to this report, by 2025, U.S. aerospace forces could have the capability to modify and control weather patterns to achieve military objectives. That means using emerging tech to shape the weather like a weapon, a literal force multiplier on the battlefield, from controlling storm clouds to even creating droughts. The report claims the military could use these capabilities to disrupt enemies or enhance operations. It's a high-risk, high-reward gamble, but the potential payoff is nothing short of complete dominance of the battlefield. July 1st, 1996, quote, Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. Abstract. In 2025, U.S. aerospace forces can own the weather by capitalizing on emerging technologies and focusing development of those technologies to warfighting applications. Such a capability offers the warfighter tools to shape the battle space in ways never before possible. It provides opportunities to impact operations across the full spectrum of conflict and is pertinent to all possible futures. The purpose of this paper is to outline a strategy for the use of a future weather modification system to achieve military objectives rather than to provide a detailed technical roadmap. A high-risk, high-reward endeavor, weather modification offers a dilemma not unlike the splitting of the atom. While some segments of society will always be reluctant to examine controversial issues such as weather modification, the tremendous military capabilities that could result from this field are ignored at our own peril. From enhancing friendly operations or disrupting those of the enemy via small-scale tailoring of natural weather patterns to complete dominance of global communications and counterspace control, weather modification offers the warfighter a wide range of possible options to defeat or coerce an adversary. Some of the potential capabilities a weather modification system could provide to a warfighting commander in chief CINC are listed in Table 1. Technology advancements in five major areas are necessary for an integrated weather modification capability. 1. Advanced nonlinear modeling techniques. 2. Computational capability. 3. Information gathering and transmission. 4. A global sensor array, and 5 weather intervention techniques. Some intervention tools exist today, and others may be developed and refined in the future. Just think about that, controlling the sky itself to coerce an adversary. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sounds like a conspiracy theory, right? Well, let me tell you, it's in black and white. The technology needed for this kind of power includes advanced nonlinear modeling, global sensor arrays, and weather intervention techniques. Some of these tools exist today. It's not all futuristic fantasy. Weather satellites, global data collection, and even early forms of weather intervention are already at work. And here we are with Hurricane Milton, a storm that started off small and then, seemingly overnight, exploded out into a monstrous Category 5 hurricane. The winds are howling at 180 miles per hour, and it's bearing down on Florida, especially Tampa Bay. The storm surge could be up to 12 feet. Whole neighborhoods could end up underwater. But it's not just Milton. Doesn't that make you wonder? Could these insane storms be part of the plan? Could we be witnessing what happens when someone starts playing God with the weather? The timing couldn't be more eerie. We're mere months away from the target goal of 2025. And here we are seeing these extreme and unpredictable weather events. Let's face it, folks. Weather modification isn't just a crazy idea from some out-of-touch bureaucrat's desk. It's an idea that military leaders saw as pivotal for future warfare. And guess what? The future is here. Today, it's Hurricane Milton and Helene. Tomorrow, it could be a drought in the Midwest, a flood in New York, or wildfires breaking out like clockwork. The power to shape these events isn't just a far-off dream. It's being developed, tested, and maybe even used today. Hurricane Milton isn't just another storm. It's an alarm bell. Back in 1996, they were openly discussing using the weather as a weapon by 2025. Think about that. Decades of technological advancements, and here we are, staring down a storm that makes no sense with its speed and ferocity. And it's not just Milton. October has also been rocked by Hurricane Helene. If you think this is all just a coincidence, you're not paying attention. Let's connect the dots. The report talked about the potential for weather control to impact global conflicts, to enhance friendly operations and disrupt those of the enemy. What better way to maintain control than by causing chaos at just the right moment? It's about shaping the battle space. Look at the world today: economic instability, conflicts like Russia and Ukraine, tensions in the Middle East, and now wild weather that's creating even more chaos. It's a perfect storm. Literally and figuratively. The technologies they mentioned back then are probably much more advanced today. Think of computational power, data gathering, and global sensors. All things we have at unprecedented levels right now. We already have supercomputers modeling weather with more precision than ever. We've got satellites monitoring every inch of the globe. And intervention techniques? Who's to say we haven't cracked that part of the puzzle already? When you see hurricanes like Milton and Helene intensify from tropical depressions to category 4 and 5 storms overnight, you have to ask, is this just nature being unpredictable, or is there an invisible hand nudging things along? We're not just talking about controlling rain for crops here. We're talking about complete dominance. Imagine being able to shut down an adversary's communications with electromagnetic storms, or disrupt their supply lines with flooding. Imagine controlling drought, or manipulating temperatures to cause a humanitarian crisis. The implications are massive. If you control the weather, you control the battlefield, and by extension, you control nations. But there's a deeper question here. This is about more than just military strategy. It's about humanity trying to take control of forces far beyond our understanding. The Bible warns us repeatedly about mankind's arrogance, about trying to play God. When we talk about modifying weather, we're not just tinkering with a thermostat. We're meddling with the very systems that sustain life on Earth. Look at what's happening now. Hurricanes, floods, droughts. It's as if the planet itself is groaning under the weight of what we're doing. The report called it a high-risk, high-reward endeavor. And that's the scary part. If they get it wrong, the consequences could be catastrophic. Not just for a battlefield, but for the entire world. We've got the technology, we've got the motive, and we've got the timeline. So, is this why the weather is going crazy now? Are we going to act like this is all a coincidence? Or are we going to see it for what it could be?